Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it. This is Matt Javitt, Passport Joy Travel Talk, trying to give you travel advice to make another great adventure. As always, in this crazy year that we're living, it's not easy to give so much advice, but I'm going to do my best. Today, I'm going to talk about why I think it's one of the best times ever to book a flight. And I don't want anybody to think that I'm being socially irresponsible here, but my goal is to share travel advice, and that's what I'm doing. And as I dig in and look for deals and opportunities, this is just an unprecedented time to discover ways to travel and book. So I just wanted to share that with you today as I'm going through my own journey to figure out where we want to go next and the best way to make it happen and how to book. So just jumping into it right away, when it comes to flights, I have never seen the opportunity to book flights for as cheap as you can with points today, because of the competition between the airlines and the fact that nobody's really flying. So you can book really cheap flights if you're losing points. And the costs are also at some historic lows, depending upon which part of the world you live in. But and this conversation is going to be focused on the U.S. But also the cancellation policies have never been like this before, where you can cancel your flights in very short time frames before you're supposed to take off and get fully refunded. Now, a lot of it is they'll refund it back to an account with that airline. But if you're somebody that knows you're going to travel in the next year, or you have a deep desire to take that vacation, whether it's in a different part of the country or out of the country, I've never seen this opportunity like we have today. Because usually when you'd cancel flights, it was just a brutal process to get your money back. Or and I'm talking about with like United, American, Delta. Southwest has always been pretty amazing when it comes to their booking fees. But the difference now is, and Southwest has kept that as well, and the other ones have stepped up to say, hey, if you cancel last minute because of any circumstances, but mostly they understand that COVID can derail plans, that they'll let you do as you can and keep that money and not lose that money, which is unbelievable. And with Southwest, with their flexibility and their costs are typically low or lower when you're trying to go to some vacation places around America and some of the islands. The prices are extremely low right now. If you book it out far enough in advance and you're looking at your ideal places to travel, you can get some amazing deals. So that's why I just, for those that are looking to take those vacations in the coming months or and go somewhere warmer during the winter months, I highly recommend at least checking it out, because you can always cancel it and move it out further into the spring if you have that level of flexibility in your work schedule. And now that everybody's kind of work from home, it's just things you want to think about and consider, because there's a lot of great opportunities out there. And then when it comes to the travel, the accommodation standpoint, again, I've never seen deals like this between Airbnb and the hotels. Again, extremely flexible. Most accommodations can be extremely flexible as far as cancellation fees go, and really cancellation to get your entire return. But also Airbnb has even built in a cancellation option that you can pay a little bit more, but have the comfort to know that you can cancel as the time nears and get your entire refund back on that. Definitely check it out. If you've been staying away from travel because you're like, man, we're locked in, we can't do it, nobody's letting you, understand that people are traveling. People are absolutely traveling. I got a close friend of mine. He just went to Mexico for a month and talked to his work, made his work aware of his situation. He's going to work remote, but he's going to work remote from Mexico in a warmer environment. Because as I'm in the Midwest, and as Midwest creeps in and this gets colder and colder, and in situations where you're not surrounded by a big family, or your friends and peers are isolated as well, it can become extremely lonely for people and having a chance to go in a warmer environment, at least get some sun time, get some beach time. Because I've said it, guys, I've said it so many times to my first close whole friends and on this podcast, vitamin D is extremely critical. If you're looking at COVID as a deadly disease, there's plenty of studies that show vitamin D is one of the most important things you can do. So getting out into the sun, whether it's wherever you're living, or taking vitamin D as a supplement. But in this case, traveling somewhere warm where you can go and get out in the sun, whether it's beach time or just walking around a new town and checking things out. But so people are traveling. People are doing this. It could be unique in your circles, but understand that there are a lot of people traveling. I'll give you an example. Two couples that are friends of the podcast, Izza and David. You can find them on Hop on the Map. If you go on Instagram or on YouTube, they're sharing videos, Hop on the Map. And you'll see their travel around Europe during the heat of COVID, if you will. And they're making the most of it, and they're having an awesome time. If you watch their YouTube videos, they're having a blast. And some of these places depend on travel as an economy are empty. So you got the luxury of not only seeing some of these beautiful towns and places with less foot traffic, but you're also having a chance to give back to these communities that need it so much. And another one, friends Jen and Shane, and Shane's actually been on the podcast in the past. If you look up Jen and Shane on YouTube, you'll see they're sharing videos as well. And they're doing the same. And this is somebody that we talked to out of Ohio, and they've been journeying around Europe for several months now, marking off places off their bucket list. And they're doing it in a big way. And again, same thing, finding places that usually have a ton of foot traffic, but now are pretty empty and very traveler friendly. I know everybody wants to mark people as irresponsible. If this is offending you in any way, just turn off the podcast, please. But if you're people that are open-minded to the idea of travel and it's something that you want to do, then there are options. There are ways to do it. Look ahead in your journey to understand, okay, when does the COVID test, if I have to have a negative COVID test before I board the plane, what does that look like? And then travel, and then plan ahead on making sure that you take the COVID test in time to get your results, to get those negative results back so you can share with the airlines and travel safely. And obviously you're going to be masked up and do everything that the guidelines tell you to do on the airplanes and at the airports. And just have precautions like you normally would at home. But in this case, you get to see other parts of the world and really dig into the State Department website to understand what those locations are that are accepting U.S. travelers or wherever you're from, the travelers that are coming in, and understand the guidelines that come with that, because that's going to save you a ton of time. And because there's different forms, you might have to fill out before entering their country to make sure that you have everything in order. And some places even have certain locations you have to stay at when you enter. So just do your due diligence, but to understand that it is possible. It's not impossible. It's very much possible if this is something you want to do. I kind of got derailed there a little bit, but back to like Airbnb and hotels. Understand that because we're in a situation where there's a ton of supply and very little demand in some of these locations. And if you're in a situation where you're on a tight budget and you want to make the most of that budget, don't be afraid to negotiate with some of these places. So if you find an awesome place on Airbnb that you're like, man, it would be fantastic if I can stay there, but it's a little bit outside of your budget, don't be afraid to share a quick note. There is a spot on Airbnb where it says contact the host, and you can just click on there and contact the host and just send them a quick note. And usually how I do it, because I'm tall, I'm 6'6", and I don't always understand if the bed is going to fit properly. I usually reach out and say, hey, I'm tall, da da da. And also sometimes I'll ask a question about the Wi-Fi to make sure the Wi-Fi is at the level that I'm hoping for. And then once you get that back and forth with the host, you can also say, hey, look, this price is out of my budget. Would you be willing to take X and let them know what that number is that is in your budget? And then it's on them to decide if they want to give up that spot based on your budget. And if they say no, it's fine, move on. But you're giving them the opportunity because they're the one that's sitting there with an empty house, or maybe that they rely on the income, and then they can decide if that $100 a day place if they'll take $70. And it's on them. And if they say no, then you move on and you find something else. But don't be afraid to ask that. Americans don't understand that most of the world negotiates. Most of the world doesn't just sit on fixed prices. Most of the world negotiates prices on everything. And that also means Airbnb. So if you're going somewhere, it's okay to ask those questions, because if not, they're just going to have an empty house. And if you got, if you're super flexible and you're rolling around with a local currency wherever you are, that's then negotiating power is accelerated, because if you can take cash to somebody for their home and offer them a certain number cash, and you're taking out all the fees that these websites take off the top, then you really got negotiating power. So if you got the flexibility to land somewhere for 2 or 3 days, and then you're going to be there for another week or two or longer for my long-term travel listeners, then you can go and say, hey, look, we love your place. We love the location. We see on the website that it's $1,200 for the month. Would you be willing to take $900 in cash? And again, you'll be surprised. People will be excited to be able to move their property, because a lot of these places have been sitting on these properties for a long time. I'm looking at some places around the world on Airbnb, and there are a ton of properties listed, and it's because there's no travelers going anywhere. So if you're one of these unique people that can travel because of your schedule or your lifestyle, make it happen and do your best to negotiate and make the best of the trip. But plan all everything accordingly. And travel insurance, especially now, travel insurance makes a ton of sense, not only because you're taking care of your items, your security of your items, but the cancellation of a trip, an extension of a trip potentially, if the flights are canceled for whatever reason, all those things you got to take into account. So I highly recommend travel insurance. We use a place called Seven Corners here that's local to us, but there's a ton of different travel insurance websites out there you can check out and book yours. All right. Next topic is all my book lovers out there. Last year, I posted a big list of high performing people that I reached out to in my network, and I just asked them what great books that they read throughout the year. And when I posted this, it got a ton of likes and shares, and people enjoyed it, seeing what other people were reading, and it gave them great ideas for 2020. So I did it again this year, got a great list. Last year, one of the things that really hit me was the book Geronimo. That would have never been on my list outside of me reaching out to my network, and Geronimo hit my list, and I love that book. The history of the Apache tribe down in New Mexico and Arizona was just amazing. So just to be able to read that book and understand more about the Apache Indians and Geronimo in particular was an awesome read. So this is a lot of fun for me as well, because I get a lot of recommendations, because I love to read, especially in times like this where reading takes you away, right? It's the other form of travel that you can experience. So check out that list. I'm going to read a passage because this really hit me, and this book is going to be on the list. It's Matthew McConaughey's new book called Green Lights, and I'm a Matthew McConaughey fan of his on the screen, and come to find out, this book he shared is fantastic. And essentially is he's kept a journal like his entire life. From his teenage years on, he's kept a journal, and this book goes into passages from his journal, but it also tells a bunch about his life. And I didn't realize that he was such a fan of travel, and he's gone to some awesome places. He even went motorcycling across Europe for a month right before he really kicked off his acting career. But here's a passage I want to read. McConaughey's book is definitely on our list, and but this particular thing really struck me, and obviously you'll see why. And this is in Matthew McConaughey's voice here. The more we travel, the more we realize how similar our human needs are. We want to be loved, have a family, community, have something to look forward to. These basic needs are present in all socioeconomic and cultural civilizations. I have seen many tribes in the deserts of northern Africa who, with 9 children and no electricity, had more joy, love, honor, and laughter than the majority of the most materially rich people I've ever met. We have the choice to love, befriend, recruit, call to arms, associate, and support who we believe in, and more importantly, who we believes in us. I think that's what we all want, to believe in and be believed in. We all must earn belief in ourselves first, then for each other. Earn it with you, then earn it with me, then we earn it for we. Travel and humanity have been my greatest educators. They have helped me understand the common denominator of mankind, values. Engage with others, then engage with the world. Values travel. And sometimes we get a stamp in our passport just by crossing the street. I love that passage. It really hit me, obviously, because all the things that we've learned around the road and around the world and brought home with us, and just the similarities of cultures around the world when it comes to what we're all trying to get to at the end of the day. So highly recommend that book. Love that book. Will definitely be one that's on the list, and one that I'll tell other people to read. But you can go to, you can find the full list of the book at passportjoy.com/2021books, because these are going to be books that people will be reading for the next year. Again, passportjoy.com/2021books, and that's where you'll find a list. All right, and then finally, don't take investment advice from me, but people always ask, how can they support the show? And it's the easiest way is if you hear me mention something, and you can go on passportjoy.com and find it. And if there's a link attached to that, that's in a form of an affiliate payment that I could be receiving, whether it's from Amazon or some of the other partners that we have. If you like, for example, if you go to the passportjoy.com/partners page, we've got a list of all the cool things that we've used around the world that have helped us travel the best. So by clicking on any of those, we'll get a kickback in some capacity, whether it gives us a free month of that service or it gives us a few cents or a few dollars in a form of payment. But I've been talking about Bitcoin. I think you guys have seen it in the newsletter. Those that are paying attention see it continue to increase in value. I've been long on Bitcoin for a while. I believe in it. And it's something that I think that this is just the beginning. Even like big time investor guys like Paul Tudor Jones has said that we're in the first inning of Bitcoin. So if you're one of those people that are still looking at it like, man, I'm not sure if I want to do it, I have a link for Coinbase. Coinbase is the biggest marketplace out there to purchase the cryptocurrencies. I've got a link in the show notes for Coinbase. They'll get you a free $10 of Bitcoin if you sign up for that, and it also kicks me back $10 as well. So that's a form of paying us back. And if you're somebody that owns a bunch of Bitcoin already and you're looking to get paid interest on that Bitcoin, I've been leveraging a website called BlockFi.com. Again, BlockFi.com. I'll have a link in the show notes for that as well. They pay interest on the Bitcoin as it sits there, and it's essentially like their own little bank where you're holding your Bitcoin, but they pay interest and they pay really good rates depending upon what state you live in. So that's a great way to kick back to us if you can. All right, well, that is it. Again, thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you get an opportunity to travel again soon, and would love to hear any places that you might be venturing out to, because we love those updates. Thank you so much.